This is Tech News Now with Billy Hummel. Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2011. I'm Billy Hummel, and this is your weekly edition of Tech News Now. Our top story today is a photo taken by Apple software engineer Anton D'Ura, and is titled Lunch at Work, was posted to Flickr, and is now set to private. The site claims it was taken with an iPhone 4, but as Pocket Now points out, the EXIF data details a camera with different specs than the current iPhone camera. That means it was a higher resolution photo at 3,264 by 2,448 pixels versus the iPhone 4's current 2,592. by 1,936 pixels. The GPS data also matches with Apple's Cupertino campus on Infinite Loop just off of De Anza Boulevard. In more iPhone news, Boy Genius reports that a tipster handed the blog a leaked Best Buy document carrying a week of 9-4 and a promotional activity at the top. The document, whether it's real or not, says iPhone 5 product intro expected, pre-sales being expected for 1 week launch, and Sprint launches the iPhone. Also, TIMN's Chris Ziegler received a tip about a mysterious Apple fixture that's scheduled to be installed at an unnamed Best Buy location on October 21st. The site displays a screenshot of what may or may not be an authentic Best Buy online calendar. The document claims that Process Display or Granger will be installing an Apple fixture on the large C2N displays. Please ensure a manager or a key carrier is available at 6 a.m. for store access. TIMN says its tipster called the 6 a.m. time unusual. Managers usually don't arrive until an hour later. The tipster also reported an October 10th date for a meeting to discuss big meeting dates. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting tired about all these iPhone 5 rumors. And in other Apple news, HTC is once again suing Apple for using Google patents. The latest lawsuit marks Google's strongest show of support for its Android partners. Apple has levied multiple lawsuits against Android supporters, including HTC, Motorola Mobility, and Samsung, in a bid to halt Apple's momentum in the increasingly cutthroat smartphone market. HTC filed the lawsuit in the Federal District Court in Delaware, using the patent originally issued to Motorola. It also amended a complaint with the ITC using patents issued to OpenWave and Palm. HTC's general counsel Grace Lee said in an emailed statement to CNET that HTC will continue to protect its patented inventions against infringement from Apple until such infringement stops. We believe that we have an obligation to protect our business, our industry partners, and our customers who love using our products. Interesting. That's all the news that we have time for today. I'm Billy Hummel, and we'll see you next Friday, September 15th, and then the show will regularly be on a Friday schedule.